just a special thing considering that he used to play for the Jets? Or
I mean, y'all had to ask him. To be honest, I'm sure he happy to get his first Bills touchdown out of the way. So, happy for him.
Yeah, and I mean, just now coming off a great comeback win, now have a blowout like this. I mean, how much confidence does that really give you through 2 weeks?
I mean, it's another game of football. You got to worry about the next opponent, not game over.
Keon, did you notice it all? Was Sauce following you around? Was it just every once in a while? I thought early on it looked like he was traveling with you.
Oh, no, I couldn't tell you. It was what it was. You know, focus wasn't on that. And, you know, like I said, I didn't notice. I didn't really pay attention that much.
How important is it to get your body and mind right 4 days later? You guys have another big division game.
It's big. But, you know, that's the next game on the schedule, so it's the most important one.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.